Welcome to Luma Digest, afternoon edition. I'm Noura. So, the conversation around AI agents has shifted. It is not about whether agents can work in the real world anymore. It is about what infrastructure they need to do it reliably. And this week brought that point into sharp focus. Humanoid robots lifting real objects, agents cold calling plumbers and closing sales. A 25-person startup running nearly a million sandboxes daily because the old infrastructure was not built for this workload. Let me show you what I mean. First up, AI and machine learning, and this one properly surprised me. Boston Dynamics Atlas robot, the one we have all seen doing backflips and parkour, just upgraded. And the upgrade is not about gymnastics this time. It is about work. The new Atlas can lift loaded fridges, not empty ones, loaded ones. It can handle shifting weight, adapt to awkward angles, and perform movements humans physically cannot do. That last bit matters more than it sounds like it does. We have been designing factories around human limitations for a century. Now we are designing robots that do not have those limitations. Hyundai is deploying 25,000 units across their factories. 25,000. That is not a pilot program. That is production scale. Humanoid robots are crossing from impressive demos into actual commercial work, the kind of work that has real consequences if it goes wrong. Think about what that means for a second. Now to voices. And this one is the infrastructure story that ties everything together. Ivan Burazin runs Daytona. They build sandbox infrastructure for AI agents. And he made a point this week that I keep coming back to. Agents do not care about your laptop setup. They do not care about your IDE preferences. They need stateful computers that start in milliseconds, run for hours, and resize on the fly. That is nothing like Lambda, which is stateless and brief. And it is nothing like traditional EC2 instances, which take minutes to boot and have fixed resources. So Daytona built bare metal infrastructure from first principles. 60 millisecond startup, 50,000 sandboxes spinning up in 75 seconds. Their largest customer runs 850,000 sandboxes daily. The market response has been brutal validation, 74% month-on-month growth, customers ranging from single developers to Fortune 5 companies, and they all say variants of the same thing. I'm never going back to Kubernetes. But here is the bit that really matters. It is not raw performance that is winning them deals. It is responsiveness. A 25-person team answering Slack messages in 5 minutes is their primary differentiator against much larger competitors. Agents need computers, not functions, not containers, computers. And the infrastructure market is reshaping around that need. Staying with voices for a minute, because the infrastructure theme keeps building. TurboPuffer just hit $100 million in annual recurring revenue, profitably, on less than $1 million raised. Modal raised $355 million at a $4.65 billion valuation. These are not incremental improvements to existing infrastructure. These are completely new infrastructure patterns emerging because agents have different compute requirements than humans do. We are watching market consolidation happen in real time. The winners are the ones who recognized early that agent workloads are fundamentally different from traditional cloud computing. Right, builders next. And this one is for anyone deploying agents in production. Someone spent 37 cents testing Google's agent API across 14 services. 37 cents. They used anti-gravity managed agents to run dependency audits, measured token economics, which came out to about 4 cents per run, and walked through a production readiness checklist. The interesting thing here is not the price. It is what managed runtimes change about developer workflows. You stop thinking about servers and start thinking about tasks. The agent is the unit of work. The infrastructure disappears. If you are building on agents, this is the shift happening underneath you. Worth paying attention to. Back to robotics for a second, because there is a piece here that connects to everything else. BrainCorp just partnered with UC San Diego on semantic mapping for robot autonomy. They have 50,000 autonomous mobile robots deployed globally, 25 million hours of operational data, and they are building contextual grounding layers, a digital layer that understands what is happening in a physical space. Vision language models are powerful, but robots operating in complex commercial environments need more than perception. They need context. They need to know that the wet floor sign means the cleaning crew is still working, that the pallet by the door is staging, not storage, that the person waving is directing traffic, not just saying hello. This is not theory. This is infrastructure for 50,000 robots already doing real work. And one more from builders, a legal infrastructure piece that matters more than it sounds like it does. AI is forcing a reckoning between legal teams and engineering teams. The gap between legal requirements and technical implementation has always existed, but agents are making it impossible to ignore. The answer emerging is observable compliance, encoding legal intent directly into architecture, not as documentation, not as policy, as code. If you are deploying agents at scale, this is not optional anymore. The regulatory environment is tightening. The organizations that figure out how to make compliance observable, not just documented, are the ones that will move fastest. So, stepping back from all of that, the thread running through everything today is infrastructure, not the flashy stuff, the unsexy, critical, foundational work that makes everything else possible. Agents need computers that start in milliseconds. Robots need semantic understanding of physical spaces. Developers need managed runtimes that disappear. Legal teams need compliance that is observable, not just claimed. The organizations building that infrastructure, the ones solving the boring, hard problems, are the ones winning right now. TurboPuffer hitting $100 million ARR on less than $1 million raised is not a fluke. It is what happens when you solve a real infrastructure problem that nobody else saw coming. Worth thinking about where your own infrastructure gaps are, because the pace is only accelerating. That wraps things up for this edition of Luma Digest. Thanks for being here. I'll see you next time.